Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
I gotta say, I love it when a first-time guest laughs at the intro.
Oh, yes.
Because the whole cow thing.
Yeah.
Right? You get that. No sacred cows.
No.
Because you're mature enough to know what no sacred cows means. But a lot of people actually don't. We're talking to Elaine Beck today. Faithdom.com is the website, which you need to get familiar with. And the app, which, by the way, you can go to Apple Store, or you can go to Google Play and get Faithdom.com. You're going to learn here shortly why you need to get that app on your phone. Especially if you're one like me or like Elaine that has a problem with what's going on in social media, whether that being a concern about control of things, control of the message, flat out censorship, whatever the case may be, with Facebook, with Twitter, with YouTube, even with Instagram to a certain extent. And so Christians entering the social media marketplace and entering the media marketplace and doing a better job. We've been kind of old fashioned for a while. I don't really do that here on the show, as you guys know. We're more current and up to date, and we understand the value of entertainment as well as speaking boldly in the name of Jesus and doing it live on the radio 5 days a week. But there's a lot of Christian media that doesn't do that. We don't do it well. And so liberal media has really taken over in a lot of ways. So we're going to talk about that. But welcome to the show, Elaine Beck. Is this your first time here in Raleigh?
Yes.
What do you think so far, other than it's ridiculously cold, especially compared to Arizona?
Yeah. Well, what I think is that it's very much like where I was raised, which was in Ohio, and very similar to Pennsylvania, which I have a home there, and I know that whole area well. But I understand that your weather really doesn't get a whole lot worse than what it is today.
No.
And so you don't have the snow and ice and garbage that we dealt with when I lived there,
right.
So it's
got to
be
bit.
A good place.
And when you get a little, like we moved here from the Midwest, so I've lived in 8 different states, so... First time we moved here in 97, there was a big snowstorm like in 98 or 99, like 20 inches of snow. But even around here, if you get an inch and a half of snow, then there's slush warnings and there's snow warnings and all the schools shut down and all the bread and the milk goes away. It's kind of like COVID. Everything just shuts down. Everybody goes away. It's ridiculous. But we're glad that you're here. So we're going to talk about a lot of different things today with Elaine. Specifically, we're going to focus on Faithdom, which is a brand new social media platform and a great new partner here on the show. So we're excited to be a part of that. But I want to tell your whole story.
Okay.
I want people to understand, how do we end up here? Who is this woman? Who is my sister in Christ? And then we'll talk about all these things that God has used you to get involved with, because you're very, very active. I'm an activist as a Christian. You're very much an activist. But where, if somebody's going to say, hey, Elaine, how did you end up here? Where would you normally start?
Oh, my goodness. I actually, because this is faith-based, let's go to the very beginning. Like, I was born in 1948. Does that date mean anything to you?
Well, it's 3 years after the end of the war, but 1948 is when Israel started.
Exactly. And so I know that that sounds funny for me to start out with that, but if you look then across my life, which you're going to see that I think that's very pertinent. Just like I think it's very pertinent that the fact that I was in junior high when an atheist came along and made us take praying out of the school. And then a year later, it was the Bible had to leave. And then it was shortly after that that the flag had to leave. And because of that, I look back now and I realize why God was preening me to do what I'm doing. For instance, if I hadn't had those things and enjoyed them as a young child, how would I ever be able to speak to the youth now and help them understand
right.
that once you've had something, you can miss it? You've never had it. I'm telling you right now, you have lost a lot.
Yeah.
We have allowed our kids to go without in so many ways. And it's very sad. But, you know, we can't worry about what we've done. We've got to worry about, God says to look forward, move forward.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm trying to do. But that's where it all began. I share with everybody, too, that, you know, I came from a very large home. I mean, there was 5 girls. My dad was way outnumbered.
Where did
that
you grow up?
Ohio.
In Ohio. What part of Ohio?
Up near like 50 miles south of Cleveland.
Okay.
So Still got the lake effects. It was really cold. We got the blizzards. We had all the fun.
I got saved in Columbus. My wife and I both got saved in
Columbus. Oh, cool. That's
neat.
Why
I asked.
Yeah, yeah. I have a sister that lives in Cincinnati, and I've been there, but don't know that much about Columbus, per se, but it's a great state.
Did you grow up in church?
No, actually, I did, but I didn't. I always say it that way because my parents sent us to church. They didn't take us to church. They didn't talk about God except for Easter and Christmas. Yeah. And unless we were being threatened that if we do something wrong, that God's going to see it.
Right.
You know, and that, you know, I was sharing with somebody earlier today that if you get the little white marks under your nails when you're a kid, that that's a lie or something bad that you did. There was all kinds of tricky little things that I was told. But, of course, I now know weren't true.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you know, my mother was abused as a child, and she had difficulty. She was 15 when she got married. And so, therefore, I sort of took the brunt of all that. And so I was mentally challenged as a child all the time, you know, mentally abused in a sense. And, you know, but thank God I know the Lord, and my mother and I, she just passed away a few months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she left this earth with me loving her and forgiving her for all that and understanding. But the thing is, you know, when you're a young child and you go through that, and there's many in this country that do, I don't know a deaf family that's not dysfunctional in some way.
In some way,
okay?
Shape, or form.
Look in the Bible. They're all there, too. And so because of that, I then left home, got married right out of high school because this guy loved me and I just knew it, and he only abused me for 17 years.
Man.
So at the age of 33, when he turned on one of my children, that's when I put in for a divorce and left. And at that point in time in my life, up until then, I was very shy, and I could have never done this. I mean, even 20 years ago, when I sold real estate for about 5 years, they put me in front of a camera to do this 30-second, you know, get to know Elaine, you know, to sell real estate, and I couldn't get one sentence out straight. Not do it.
It's really shocking to think of you as this kind of wallflower shy person.
Absolutely.
Because you were pretty much a live wire as soon as the door opened.
Yeah.
When you got in here, which is why we're going to have such a great time. We're talking to Elaine Beck, faithdom.com, F-A-I-T-H-D-O-M, faithdom.com, which is a replacement for the Mark Zuckerberg in your life and a few other things. We'll talk about that as well and continue Elaine's story when we come back. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. It's okay to say Merry Christmas now. We're on the other side of Thanksgiving. So Merry Christmas, everybody. And if you want to check out some of my goofy stuff here in the studio, join us on Facebook, just the Facebook Live, which we do Monday through Friday when we do the radio show. The Steve Noble Show page on Facebook, thestevenobleshow.com. I love to say my name. That's why I'm saying it so much. That's ridiculous. I actually have never liked doing that. But that's just part of the deal. But wherever you get your podcasts, you can get the podcast wherever you happen to grab those. Today, talking to a new friend, but an eternal sister in Christ, Elaine Beck, is in town from a much warmer part of the country and from Arizona, by way of Washington, D.C., so I want to talk about your trip up there.
Right, right.
Because you're quite the activist now. We're going to talk a lot of, when we're going to get to this pretty soon as we understand what God has been doing in Elaine's life. Faithdom, which is a brand new social media platform for us Christians and for conservatives, a place without without censorship, where you can share and pray with one another, and just we need to have more Christian-focused and free exchanges on social media, and we have to come up with our own. If you're sitting there waiting for Mark Zuckerberg and Julie and all the other guys to change, that's ridiculous, okay? Quit wasting your time. We have to do these things on our own, and that's what Faithdom is all about. You can go to the App Store on Google or on Apple and get that. If it's already got it on my phone, I'm looking at it on the screen here in the studio. So we're going to talk about that, but we were, Elaine, learning about your journey to the Lord and growing up in a very difficult situation in an abusive marriage. And then in your 30, after what, 17 years, you're out of there.
Right.
You're kind of a quiet, shy wallflower.
Right.
Which you're not now, obviously.
No.
So when did that start to change and this kind of warrior Elaine started to come out? Because it's obvious that's what you are now.
Yeah, it took a while. Mainly my focus at that point, obviously, was to raise my family, keep my head above water, make enough money to live on, which a lot of times that was bare. I remember one year I made $3,300 and I think it was $27 in an entire year.
Jeez.
And it was only by the grace of God, and it's always only by the grace of God
Amen.
That we live, per se. And but that particular year, I got a job at Kent State University. I was a housekeeper, and I sort of broke all the rules, but I didn't know I was. And but if you worked at the university, you could go to school for free.
Mm.
But I didn't really want to go to school. I wanted to keep a roof over my kids' heads. So since I was working for the university, I found out that you could stay in the student housing as long as you were taking classes. So I went and signed up for classes so that I'd have enough money
wow.
to stay in the student housing because sure. it was like, you know, a matter of pennies
sure.
compared to any place else
sure.
to live. Well, it put a roof over the head of me and my children. So I worked at the university. I went to school. You might say I sort of flunked out. I wasn't the best student. I was tired. I was raising three children. I was working two jobs.
Wow.
And you know, it did what it needed to do, and God helped me through that. And a little aside, years later, when my son went back to Ohio and wanted to go to school, he went to the same place to stay, the student housing, and he just wanted to take a couple classes, and they said, "We're sorry, because of some woman one time years ago, they had to change the rules and put how many hours you had to take in order to be able to stay there." And he went, "Wonder who that was."
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, but it was really, it was unintentional, but that's the way it worked out, yeah. and that's God's truth.
And so at what point did you, because now you've got, there's multiple organizations here that we're going to talk about. We'll talk
right.
about Faith Them, but you also have Proverbs Media Group, you have the Christian News Journal, a lot of things happening here. So how did you kind of get to that place?
Well, I got to that place by the grace of God. Like I said, there was a time in my life that I couldn't even get in front of a camera and do a 30-second ad. I couldn't speak it. But again, this is all God.
Yeah.
This is not me speaking.
Amen.
Okay? What God has given me is he gave me a vision a couple years ago after he gave me a wonderful husband and a great life and opportunities galore to enjoy life. He then asked me to do something, and what that was he asked me to bring all the Christians together in the nation.
Mm.
And
little project.
Yes, yeah. Quick little story was one day I was joking around about being bored. I'd finished decorating the house, da-da-da-da-da. My girlfriend came over. She said to my husband, "Buy her another house. She's driving me crazy." And so he looked at me and he smiled and he said, "It sounds like a personal problem to me. You need to pray about that." So I did. I took that serious. And that evening I prayed and prayed. And at 2:00 in the morning, the Lord woke me up and he told me what to do.
Wow.
And so ever since then, that's been my goal and my vision. And when I lost my husband a little over a year ago, I knew that it was because God had put me where he wanted me. And he was saying to me, "Okay, now you have the floor. Go with it."
Yeah.
And
there's
so
a season change. I use that language a lot. There's
yeah.
season changes. And we don't always understand. You lose a loved one. You lose your spouse. But then on the other side of that, there's a new season.
Absolutely.
And a new ground and a new work to do, which, quite frankly, we couldn't have done before.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, and you just got to trust God with all that
right,
stuff.
Right, right. And what was wonderful to me, though, was Bob was there in the beginning, mm. and he blessed it,
yeah.
and he loved it, and he was proud of what I was doing.
Yeah.
And so now I have that to go with, and I always tell everybody I'm living out his legacy, because it's only because of his
yeah.
abilities and what he did all of his life and how he gave me and enabled me to be able to afford to do what I'm doing that I can do it. So God put us all together and he does what he does so well. He makes things happen the right way.
Yeah.
If you let him,
that's
and
right.
that's the thing, you've got to let him.
And understand, and this is an important point for your story as well as my own and everybody else that's listening or watching right now. We're talking to Elaine Beck, by the way. Faithdom.com is the website that I want you to check out. But especially if you're right here on Facebook Live, you can see on my phone. Get the app, Faithdom, which you're going to learn about here in a second. But so they go, "Oh, well, she had this marriage and her husband and they were successful financially and so she could afford to do stuff." Or, "I don't have Steve Noble's kind of personality and blah, blah, blah." No, forget that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on a second. Every single believer has a place on the wall. And my place on the wall is different than yours. It's different than Elaine's. And just because ours might be a little more public doesn't mean it's more important. It's just different.
Amen.
So assume that God has a work for you to do because he does. And then just ask him, what do you want me to do?
That's what I did. That was my story. I'm telling you to you exactly. When my husband said, pray about it, I prayed about it. God didn't wait. God didn't say, well, 3 years from now, I'll let you know.
Right.
I mean, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and I knew it was God. I went out and I got down on my knees because he said, get on your knees.
Yeah.
And I was there for 3 hours.
Wow.
And I just kept saying, Lord, just keep filling me. Overfill me with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Tell me what you want me to do. And when I got up, I knew what I was supposed to do. When I told my husband, he said, I think you better get busy.
Get at it, girl.
And so I did.
What was first?
Well, what was first was blessings through action, which, you know, it's amazing how God can take things and make them so perfect.
Yeah.
Blessings through action came to me because my nephew came over with a book when he heard that God had spoke to me. And he said, oh, Aunt Elaine, he said, you know what you need to do? You need to read this book because it tells you, you know, how to bring Christians in the country together. And I said, I took the book in my hands and I looked at it and I said, Joe, I'm sorry, but, you know, God doesn't want me to read books. He doesn't want you to read books. He doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to literally talk together.
Yeah.
And so
that's
when I knew, you know. And so blessings through action is how do we get blessings through the actions that we take.
That's so good. Hold that thought. We're talking to Elaine Beck, faiththem.com as well. I put those links up. We'll be right back after this. Faiththem.com. That's what we're talking about next. We'll be right back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, talking to Elaine Beck today. Got a lot of websites for you to check out. The primary one that we're talking about today, which we're about to turn the corner into, is called Faithdom, a brand new social media platform for us Christians and conservatives, and different from Facebook and the others because it's free speech. Novel idea. I read that in some old document somewhere, something about free speech. But also where you can exchange your faith and share your faith and pray for one another. It's a great platform. Operates a lot like Facebook, so it'll seem familiar to you. But since we're losing those platforms in terms of freedom and what you can put on there, I mean, I've had my struggles with Facebook as well, and I've figured out a few ways around things on Facebook. But the fact that I have to figure out anything in order to be completely open and honest on a social media platform that's supposed to be an open and honest platform is a huge problem. And they're massively powerful and getting more powerful by the day. So instead of trying to reform them, which I wish we could, but we can't, we got to do our own, and we have to band together, and hopefully you'll realize by now, and Elaine and I were just talking about this on the commercial break, is that born-again Christians in America, by most Barna research, even Pew polling, is about 9, 10, 11% of the population, born-again Christians, by definition, okay, biblical Christians. African-Americans, for example, make up 12 or 13%, so born-again Christians are quickly becoming the smallest minority in America as a group. And you think you're in the majority because 70% of Americans still claim to be Christians, but they're not convictional Christians, and most of them don't even understand the gospel. So we need to accept the fact, Elaine, that just like the Bible has always told us, God preserves for himself a remnant. Jesus said, few there are that go that way. That's 2 or 3 out of 10. And you're not the majority in America. You're the minority. We always have been from a convictional standpoint. And we need to learn to live like it, and we need to be more innovative, which is why I'm so appreciative of all the things that you guys have been doing.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited about it, and I like your enthusiasm, and I hope that your audience will pick up on that.
Absolutely. Well, they keep coming back, so they're either crazy or smart or some degree of both, which I appreciate. But we were talking about, you know, kind of becoming an activist. So Blessings Through Action was the first organization you started. So tell us about that real quick, and then we're going to go through the others and really unpack what we're doing on Faithdom.
Okay. Blessings Through Action was the name, and we did everything under that for the first while. And then we realized that what was happening was that we couldn't speak out like we wanted to because there's too much about this country changing and happening. We're in a season that is a little scary and strange and weird, and then COVID comes along on top of it, and we have a president that before he got inaugurated has been bullied and mistreated, and the government has been doing things that they shouldn't. there's just all kinds of odd things going on. So here we are, and we realized that if we wanted to speak out, that we were going to get in trouble if we stayed with the 501c3. So we left it. We only have Blessings Through Action, which is our nonprofit arm.
Yeah.
And that arm.
And by the way, for you guys, so you know, a 501c3 is basically what your church is. Okay. And then you got the Johnson Amendment, which is bogus. It's like a shadow, and you shouldn't be afraid of your shadow, which is why I'm never worried about what I say on the air, even though this radio ministry is a 501c3. But the government looks at you kind of like a church, and so there's all kinds of baggage that comes with that. So you need to get out of that, which is what you did. So what was next? Was it Christian News Journal? Did that come along next?
Yeah. Then I what I did is I actually had Blessings Through Action, which was our action place, was what Faithem is now. Our action place came next. Our action place is when we first started doing a social media. It was small, and we needed a lot of growth, a lot of change. We did that recently. We changed it to Faithem. Now we are ready and loading, you know, loading for there.
Which is why we're partnering together,
because
we're following the same master. We have the same Holy Spirit. We worship the same God. We read the same Bible, and we both have the same concern for our nation and our culture.
Amen.
And understand that which is why I'm on the radio, same reason you're doing things with Faithem and these other entities, because we're engaging.
Right. And I know that you're doing the same thing I am, too, because we just keep following God in whatever direction He gives us. And the next direction that He gave me was He told me a year ago to buy the Christian News Journal. It was on the market. I knew the man and had been to some things and met him that owned it, and he called me up and offered it to me. It's an award-winning newspaper that is online. And
ChristianNewsJournal.com. I'm looking at it right now.
Yep.
ChristianNewsJournal.com.
So I bought that. I revamped it, and it is where you're going to go. And honestly, I can say this. We do everything in our power to check out all of our sources and to make sure that what we're putting on there is the truth. You know how the Bible is the truth? That's the history. That's the truth that we should know and we have to know to find wisdom and knowledge. But the truth of what's happening in the nation now is the only way we can go forward is to understand what they're really doing and what we're really doing. And so we incorporated that in, which we think has been great, and especially now that we have Faithem. Because the idea is, as I was sharing with him, is that you go on the Christian News Journal, you read about what's happening in the country, you take any subject, whether it's about the fact that the president is trying to get the legal votes counted and not the other ones, and you read that, and then go on the app, go on Faithem, and tell the world, tell the country, tell the congressmen who I've been speaking to and that are on there. Tell them what it is that you like and you don't like. Talk to your other friends that are friends in Christ, your Christian brothers and sisters. Speak to them about what they're doing in the schools and about abortion and pro-life and the differences and how you feel. That's what it's there for, so we can have a voice.
Well, I got to tell you this, Elaine, and sorry to interrupt you, but I would say the number one question I've gotten this year, starting in March, with all the COVID stuff happened and everything else started to unfold, and as where everybody's getting conflicting information, COVID information, all this stuff, is the number one question is, Steve, where do you get your news from? Like, what source can I trust? Because now you look around, and now we're looking at the election system, and I go, okay, the smaller issue right now is Trump, Biden. The bigger issue is, can you trust the electoral process in the United States of America? Because if you can't, and I think we're getting to the point where you can't, then who in the world's deciding who's actually in charge in this country? It's no longer we the people, which means we're not a representative republic.
Right.
But that's why something like the Christian, when you look at, okay, we got to find a place. You go to like Christian News Journal, go, okay, I need to start at least with some sources that are run by people that I can trust, that have the same worldview and the same definition of truth, which is what Jesus said to Pontius Pilate. For this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the
truth.
To which Pontius Pilate went, what is truth?
Mm-hmm.
But that's why that's so important, the Christian News Journal.
Right, exactly. So anyways, that came next. Then when we changed and got everything solidified and right where it needed to be with Faithdom, and we changed the name because our action place was long. People couldn't connect with it, and it didn't say it was our. It was about our faith.
Yeah.
And we want people to know that. You know, people actually say to me, well, why do you put that in there? Maybe more people would come on if you didn't. And I'm like, but I don't want just anybody. This is about us. This is about what God wants us to come together.
Yeah.
Those true believers that love him and stuff. I'm not worried about numbers. You know, there isn't anything on here that that we how do I put this? We want people to have a voice that is real and true, and that you're not going to get people on there going saying bad things. Well, we do. We have people monitoring 24/7 because you always get people on there that's going to freak out and say things you don't want said. We have to watch for that. Other than that, you know, we even like controversial subjects.
Well, I was on Faithdom yesterday on the app on my phone, and I had a little back and forth with a gentleman on there that was supportive of Joe Biden. And I'm okay, so I engage that. And
right.
Listen, that's fine. You shouldn't run away from that. You should be willing to engage that and always be ready to give an answer for the hope that you have. By the way, read the rest of that in 1 Peter 3:15. With gentleness and patience, or with patience and respect, that's where we often drop the ball.
Right.
But we have to be willing to engage. And by the way, the fish on the back of your car ain't enough.
Right. No, it's not.
Let me get that off my shoulder.
Well, I think that's a lot of it, too, is what we're realizing is that we've been complacent.
Oh.
And I'm sorry to say this, but many of the pastors in this country, you know, we lost something. That's another thing that I had as a child. Mm. When we went to church, they said what was happening in the community and what was happening at the school and what was happening in our state, and when there was things like the Vietnam War, it was brought up, and they were talking about it in the church. The pastor would get up there, and we knew these things, and it was about what God had happening, what was happening in the world now, and where God was playing into it. Now, the churches won't mention anything, so many of them. They don't talk to you about that. They think that as long as you're praying and you're reading the Bible, that you're...
That's enough,
that you can just quit right there. And most people don't spend that much time in the Word, and they should. And most people don't do a lot of things that they should do. I mean, all at fault. There's days when we don't do what we should. But the truth of the matter is we have to get more real about this.
And apathy is not an option for a Christian. If you're a Christian, I mean, God threw him out of Jerusalem. Fine, you guys want to stay in the upper room? I'll take care of that. I'm going to persecute you.
There you go.
He threw us all the way around the world, and apathy simply is not an option, especially when your country, which is full of 340 million people made in the image of God, is suffering. You need to engage. We'll be right back.
Because you are more than I could ever dream. This world could ever see.
Welcome back to Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Staring at my iPhone 11. Don't hold that against me. But I have a little folder on the screen, okay? If you're on Facebook, you can see this. I've got a little folder on the screen, just like all you guys do, and I have a social media folder. And right on the home screen, right, because we're all addicted. And right there, you've got your usual stuff, Facebook, Twitter, yada, yada. But then there's Faithdom, okay? It's a little dove with red, white, and blue, so it's reminiscent of the flag because it's reminding you that we're talking about America mostly. So Faithdom is the app. You can get it at the Apple Store. You can get it at Google Play. Get it on your phone, and this is our version of Facebook. And Elaine Beck is here in her organization and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and what God has called her to do in her life. This is just one of the arms that they've done, which is Faithdom, which is a way for us to then have a platform for ourselves where we don't have to worry about Zuckerberg's opinion or some Supreme Court of Facebook somewhere who's deciding what is and is not worthy. Because we're people of the book, and so we're going to talk about T, capital truth, and that's why Faithdom's such an important platform for you to get today and get on there and start sharing and start engaging in the conversation. Because those guys are never going to come around, Elaine. They aren't.
They're not.
And we need to do our own thing.
Right, right. And I understand that there's a lot of people that, you know, that, yes, they're giving up on other sites and stuff. But at the same time, I know there's another good site out there called Parler for people that... I want to stay strictly political. That's more or less their thing.
Yeah.
We as Christians, though, we have a lot to talk about. And there's a lot of things in this world that are important to us, our families, our children, our schools, our, you know. And I know that that has some politics in it, but also has a lot of personal stuff in it that we need to take ownership of again and get back and get our morals, our beliefs, and our standards that God set for us in that holy word. And we need to get back to that. And until we share it and spread it amongst each other, I don't see it happening. Do you?
No, not at all. Well, here's an example. This is Eileen. She posted this 2 hours ago. Peace be with you for the days. And I'm reading right from my Faith to Map on my phone. Okay. For the days leading up to Christmas, I want to highlight some of the names used to describe the Messiah, King Yeshua. The idea is to focus that name that day on the characteristic and attributes of the name for our Lord. The Apostle John uses in John 1:1 the word to describe the Lord. Then she quotes that and just starts to share. And if I go start going down my feed, I see scripture. I see politics. I see some like Jingle Jangle is Netflix's most family friendly movie ever. I'm like, okay. Well, as a skeptic, I'm like, what can you pull out of Netflix that's any good anymore?
Right.
And there's apparently something there and people just sharing.
Right.
But these are all people sharing from a Christian worldview for the most part.
Right. Exactly.
Which is great.
Exactly. And yes, it does get into politics. So you don't have to go to Parler to get into politics.
Sure.
If anything, you know, our political view, I think, is much stronger if we are together. And I think that's why God told me, get the Christians to come together. Make this a voice that you are more powerful under one voice rather than all of the little churches and the little.
Yeah.
And I talked about somebody else today about that. You know, it's the coming together that God wants us to do. That's what he expected us to do. And so I think it's really important that we do that. And that's why politically I've gotten involved, too, because I know that what's happening in my country is important. And it speaks to that in the Bible that we are to live by the law of the land.
That's right.
We've been given a mandate.
Pray for the good of the city.
Right.
And engage the kings and the princes and the people in power. Well, the watchman on the wall, if you want to talk about that from Ezekiel, and people's blood is on your hands if you're not crying out and warning people.
Right.
And you were just in D.C.
Right, exactly.
So what was that like? I love D.C. and I hate it all at the same time.
Yes, I have that same love-hate relationship with it. It was amazing. I went there basically because God told me I needed to go and talk to these senators and stuff and get them involved. Mm-hmm. And help them understand what God wants, not just what they want or the country wants, but what God wants. And so I went up there, just an open book, no plans. And as we were getting ready to go, which we did within 4 days of the moment God told me to do it, and 4 days later, I was in Washington, D.C., with three of my employees and a friend going along with me. And when we got on our way up, we found out that the march was going to be that weekend and we was going to be there during it.
Yeah, that's it.
So that was God's timing that we were to be there. There was some amazing things that we learned. We had an opportunity to talk with Vernon Jones and do an interview with him. He is in the Georgia legislation. And
conservative African-American that's still a part of the Democrat Party, but I don't think for long.
I don't either. I don't either. And that was the beauty of it. It's like, okay, God, you're showing me something very powerful in the people by doing this video, that just because somebody was a Democrat, just because that they are black, doesn't mean that they can't think the right way. They do. He's been a Baptist boy all of his life. I love the way he put that when I asked him.
We normally write one another off. The left writes the right off. The right writes the left off. And we don't have a conversation or our skin color or whatever.
Right.
But if somebody is claiming to be a Christian, I'll always start there.
Right. Exactly.
Because he primarily thinks biblically, which has gotten him in trouble with his own party down in Georgia.
Sure.
But we don't even usually bother to have the conversation. We just say, they're on that side of the aisle. We'll never be able to talk. And that's part of our problem.
Right.
No, you got to engage. Have to talk.
And as always, God's timing was perfect because when else was I going to get a chance to have an interview with Vernon and talk to somebody from Georgia when we've got this Senate race going on in Georgia and we're all supposed to be. And I encourage you right now, get involved, you know, on our app also, what we call Tack to the Top. There's a call for people to, you know, help what's going on in Georgia. You know, not everybody's got money to send. That's fine. you know, make some phone calls to people in Georgia. They'll give you a list. They'll set you up.
That's right.
Be part of it. You know, and this is what we what we're called to do, I think, right now. I really believe that God's put a call on all of us as real, true Christians to do many things, not just, you know, even if you're sitting at home and you the COVID things got you shut up. That doesn't mean that you can't pray for people, that
That's
you can't call people and lift them up by sharing with them. You know, I'm one of these people. One of the things I like to point out to everybody, well, two things. Number one is, you know, if you have a Bible and it's closed, you have a mind that's closed.
Mm, that's good.
So I always tell people, if you really want to get into the Word, you buy yourself a cheap old, go to, I don't care, Salvation Army. Buy a cookbook holder and put your Bible open on it anywhere in your house. And let me tell you, you won't walk by it. Mm. So that's a great thing. The other thing is, you know, it's very important that we understand that there always is. God didn't bring you here with no purpose.
That's right.
Pray for that purpose. Ask him to show you what it is. Even in this day and age, no matter where you are, God has a purpose for you.
That's right.
So, you know, you're a Christian. You're somebody who already knows that. So work with him.
Yeah, and then and I've got a friend that works with Greg Laurie out on the West Coast, and he says, hey, listen, prayer isn't the only thing we should do, but we should do nothing without it. So
Amen.
You've got the most powerful thing in your arsenal already, which is prayer. But like on the Georgia thing, on January 5th, these two Senate runoff races will literally and can literally determine the future of this country for the next 2 years. If you have two Democrats that win this, they take over the U.S. Senate. They have the House, and most likely at this point, God forbid, but they have the White House. This country will be unrecognizable from a Christian conservative perspective inside 12 months. If that
yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't even say 2 years. I'd say for the rest of your life.
Oh, it'll be shocking how fast it changes and how radically it changes. So you should be praying for Georgia up to January 5th. Just be praying every day about that. But you could go to Purdue's website or you could go to Loeffler's website and sign up and make phone calls. You don't have to live in Georgia to be engaged.
Right.
And right now, you sit there, you're complaining and whining and talking about all these things. Oh, Joe Biden, oh, what if the Democrats take over the Senate? But if you don't do anything about it, you're part of the problem.
Right, right.
I appreciate your hand-wringing, but that ultimately doesn't get a thing done.
Right, and that's something that I hope we've learned.
Yeah.
Have we not seen this as things have gone down the drain? I mean, the fact of the matter is I'm also going back to Washington next week, mm-hmm. and I'm meeting with a bunch of senators up there. You know, it's really neat.
Good.
You know, when you let God do it,
he
does it. I mean, all these months, I prayed and prayed, Lord, how do I get this word out? How do I do this? And then last couple weeks ago when he said to me, go to Washington. And I went to Washington, and I got bolder. And because he told me to. He says, be bold.
Yeah.
And I walked up to these guys, and I started talking. And now they're calling me. Mm. You know, it's like, just open up. Open that door for God to walk in. And then once he's there, do his bidding. Because you will have more joy
Amen.
Than
That's
you've
right.
ever had in your life.
That's right.
You will have more contentment. You will have more peace. I don't care how bad COVID is. I don't care how bad things are in your life or what you're dealing with. He will get you through it.
That's
and
right.
you will have peace in the midst of the storm.
Yeah.
Always remember that. And the other thing is I'm going to share something with you now, though, that I'm really excited about. Because next week, I mean, I've met the president. I've had my picture taken with him. And so that was pretty special. That
yeah,
was last March.
Sure.
And next week, I've been invited to the White House
wow.
to go to a Christmas party
oh.
with Donald and his
Melania.
Wife, Melania. So
well, I'm going to go ahead and covet. Because my wife and I, every year, for years, we've watched HGTV, the White House thing.
yeah.
And with Melania's, we're like, we've never seen the White House look as good as it does.
Yes.
In these 3 years, soon to be 4 years. So that's awesome. But see, be bold. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, but the squeaky wheel that's full of the Holy Spirit gets a whole lot more.
Oh, yeah.
And you get all kinds of God's favor, whether it's in Washington, D.C., or your city council, or the school, or your neighborhood.
Get involved. Get involved.
What a great, great point. Elaine Beck, thanks for being here today. This will
Thank
be the first
you for
of many.
Having
we'll
me.
Do this again. You're very welcome. And we'll continue to work on this. You're going to be hearing about Faithum all the time now on the radio show as we partner together. for the kingdom. This isn't about Elaine. This isn't about Steve. This is all about the Lord.
Amen.
And about your place on the same wall that we're on. Go to faithdom.com. Get it on the App Store for your iPhone or Google Play. Go to faithdom.com. But also you can check out like today's global Christian news, ChristianNewsJournal.com. But we're going to keep talking about it on the air. Elaine, God bless you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, and God bless you.
You're very welcome. Okay, gang, there you have it. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, we'll talk again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.